Have you ever noticed that a lot of things in life require you to have a license? Think about it. If you get picked up, stopped by a law enforcement officer, and you do not have a driver's license, you know what? That could present an issue, correct? Mm-hmm. Or how about if you're out fishing and a game warden comes by and you do not have either a fishing license or a hunting license? How about if you're working in a particular skill and you don't have what I would call a contractor's license? How about if you're operating a business in a community and you don't have a business license? How about if you're practicing medicine, practicing law, and you do not have a license to do so? How about if you're selling liquor and you don't have a liquor license? And how about if you don't have that really special thing on the back of your car that identifies you? What's that called?
License.
A license plate, right? Yeah. Well, what is a license? What does that really mean? Well, technically the definition is a permit from an authority to own or use something to do a particular thing or carry out on a trade, carry on a trade. You know, theoretically and really practically, it's official permission. It's being given permission to carry on in a certain particular endeavor, whether it's driving, hunting, fishing, building, carrying a concealed weapon, operating a business, practicing law, practicing medicine. The list goes on and on and on. And you know what? Occasionally, it's happened to me, a law enforcement officer or some other type of entity may ask to see your license just to make sure you're certified to do what you are actually doing. And guess what? It better be current. Okay? Or it's going to cost you. Well, tonight's teaching I've entitled No License Needed. And I want to look at starting Ephesians chapter 2, a famous favorite section that we've been looking at pretty consistently over the last, well, I guess the course of our whole lives, but especially in the last 2-3 years. Because here's the deal. Christ in you was freely given to you without restriction. No penalty or written exam, and it came at no cost to you. How about that? You know what that's called? Grace. Something that you didn't deserve, but you got. And it came freely. And that's why I thought it'd be cool to read these few verses in Ephesians chapter 2 and a couple other places here tonight. Not a long teaching, but you know what? Just to be appreciative of who we are and what we've been given. And we've got the license of grace. I love that. And it's just been handed to us. Ephesians chapter 2, you're familiar, but let's read it, some of you. I'm going to read the New King James Version. And you, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of, excuse me, there get a little water. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works, or who works in the children or the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, were by nature children of wrath just as others. You know what, that's a quite a lengthy way of saying we were all born with the sin nature, and the devil is the god of this world, and until we're born again, we're by nature children of wrath, just like every other person in this world. Verse 4, though.
My two favorite words
are?
That God.
But God, let's say it all together, even though I can't hear you. But God, who he's rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, we had that old nature, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up together, made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. This grace, this mercy, it's enabled each and every one of us to walk in love and freedom. Therefore, having the choice to serve one another and the world, however and wherever we can. And like many of you heard on Tuesday night when Ken shared great, great sharing, opening about Christ as the head of the one body, it's a choice. What do I choose to do? What do I choose to do? We got it. Now, what am I going to do with it, right? Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God hath beforehand prepared that we should walk in them. So, we just got to start down that path, seeking God, and we get moving on down the road, right? Our hearts are ones that love God, and kind of by default, we have the love nature in ourselves now, and we have the ability to serve and to give and to function in the gifts and callings of God. We may not feel like we have the qualifications for it, but, you know, boo-hoo. I mean, God calls the unqualified and makes them qualified, right? We're his workmanship. We're his masterpiece, his work. And we've been created in Christ Jesus to shine the light. And God has prepared those things for us, that we should walk in them. Maybe we haven't walked in them up to this point in time. Well, that's okay. None of us have walked perfectly. But this is a new moment. Let's accept the grace. Let's accept the mercy. Let's cast off that stuff that so burdens us down many times. And let's accept, honestly, the things that God has given us, really, the license to do. Take your Bibles, go to Galatians, if you would. Another great section of Scripture that talks about how to function and to operate. In Galatians 5, you know, these believers got themselves sort of entangled again with the law, and all of a sudden it was about works, it was about circumcision, and it wasn't so much anymore about grace. And so, you know, God, by way of Paul, really, you know, worked to set the record straight here. And in verse 13, it says, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only don't use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Serve one another. Well, it would appear in the Galatian church in Galatia that there was a lot of fighting, infighting, and bad words and things going on, because Paul addresses a lot of that, the works of the flesh and the work, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. Because he goes on to say there, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. Now, we don't want that. We don't want that. We want to be those who are called and understand the liberties and freedoms we have in Christ to serve by love. By love and through love, we serve one another, and we serve this bread of life wherever we are, wherever. We've been enabled, we've been entrusted by God by way of Jesus Christ to be light bearers of the gospel. We are authorized agents of heaven, walking in all the authority, all the power, all the strength that comes with our designation. You don't have to go around searching for your lost license or even try to earn it. You already have it. You already have it. Look at 1 John chapter 3. 1 John 3, starting in verse 1. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it didn't know him. Beloved, now. And you know what that word now means? It doesn't take a concordance and a lot of biblical research to interpret that. The word now means now. When is that? Now. 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 We're children of God. And, well, maybe it hasn't been revealed yet what we shall be completely, but we know that when he is revealed, we're going to be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And yet, we are in this world as he is right now. We may not see it in all its fullness, obviously, all its completeness. And that day is coming when we all get to heaven. What a day that will be. But until then, let's walk in the liberty and in the freedom as called out, righteous, blood-bought children of Almighty God, authorized agents of heaven. 1 John chapter 4, over 1. You guys probably have this retemorized and memorized because it's such a fabulous verse. 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children. You've overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. That's the enemy. That's the one that God says that we will, he'll be beneath our feet. We'll be stomping on him like a little bug. But we don't have to wait till then. We're greater than he now. Jesus Christ exposed the enemy and gave us the resources and the tools to act on his behalf with his power of attorney as authorized agents. That's who we are. We're authorized. And we have been empowered. Now, sitting in front of me, I have something that I saw one day, probably on Facebook or something, but it was a declaration, sort of a license, if you will, issued by the Faithful Order of Pneuma Hagion. And underneath it says, according as God, by his divine power, has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And then it has the two words, the bearer, and then a long blank where you can fill in your name. In other words, up beyond that, it says, that bearer, let's say it's Jackson Davis, is entitled to praise God perfectly in spirit all the day long. Witness the power of the more abundant life in manifestation and conduct himself as a son of God in all believing in love, having been sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Signed, Chief Cornerstone, Jesus Christ. And next to that it says, this card is irrevocable and non-transferable. Just such a great declaration. Talk about a bearer bond issued from the faithful order of New Mahayana. No license needed. You already have permission. And if you don't realize you have permission, then I'm telling you tonight, you have permission. It was given to you the moment and the second in time you got born again, whenever that was. Gracious God, you're so kind, so good, and Lord, help us to just rise up in our own thinking to understand more completely who we are. And maybe that is what we need to just, as we walk in love and serve, Father, we will understand that more and experience it more of your heart, because that is what we want, Father. So guide us, lead us, direct us, teach us, help us, show us, Father, whatever it is we need individually, each person here, that we can be the best version of ourselves, Father, as we serve and love. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.